Well, it could be the final nail in the coffin for Microsoft's smartphone business. The company announced yesterday it's cutting more than 1,800 jobs, most of them in Finland. In 2014, Microsoft paid billions for Nokia's smartphone division. Since then, the company has slashed more than 26,000 jobs. Todd Bishop is with the tech news site GeekWire. He gave KUOW's Kim Malcolm some background.
Microsoft acquired that business about 2 years ago for more than $7 billion under CEO Steve Ballmer at the time. Now, under the new CEO, Satya Nadella, they've been just gradually stepping back from that acquisition, making layoffs, spinning off operations to other companies, and essentially getting to the place where Microsoft's smartphone business is primarily about making apps and services and cloud-based platforms for other people's devices, including Android and iOS.
Can you tell us a little bit about how Microsoft's pursuit of the smartphone business cost the company?
It's been a bit of a distraction over the past 2 years. It was, in some ways, Steve Ballmer's intended parting gift to Microsoft and to the company, this idea that he was expanding them into this new market, positioning them to compete head-to-head with Apple in terms of making everything from the operating system to the applications to the actual hardware. And it just hasn't worked out that way. A big reason is that Microsoft was playing from behind here. Even though Microsoft was making software and operating systems for phones, you know, long ago, more than a decade ago, they were very early. In terms of recognizing the smartphone capabilities and the ability to essentially make a device that has a full screen, full glass screen that we're all used to, they laughed at that initially. So they were behind.
Well, focusing back in on the Pacific Northwest, if you were to look ahead into the future, how would you assess Microsoft's retreat from the smartphone business and how that could affect business here?
Since most of Microsoft's employment here in the Seattle area is software and cloud services and app development, things like that, in addition to marketing and business, the hardware cutbacks don't really have a big impact here. Where this could have an impact down the road is if you look at where Microsoft might have been if it had been able to succeed in smartphone hardware, and really that could have driven a whole new wave of growth at the company. The question now is, can Microsoft essentially skip this one step in the evolution of technology, the smartphone, in terms of the hardware, and then focus on what's next, whether that's the Internet of Things, the idea that devices, tiny devices, are communicating with each other through the cloud, or augmented reality, which Microsoft is already trying to do with their HoloLens device. Can they really get a great foothold in that next generation, the thing that's going to happen over the next decade, if they have not been a full participant in the current generation? That's the real big question.
With Kim Malcolm, that's Todd Bishop, the co-founder and editor of the tech news site GeekWire. Windows-based smartphones were never a big part of the market, and their share has been falling. Only about 1% of phones shipped in the first part of this year used Windows software.